And stay with Libya for a moment. In a few hours, French President Nicolas Sarkozy and British Prime Minister David Cameron will co-host a Friends of Libya meeting in Paris, talking about how to help the National Transitional Council move things forward. One of the problems that needs to get sorting out quickly is the lack of clean drinking water in Tripoli. The BBC's Kevin Connolly reports from Libya.
As the fasting of Ramadan gives way to the feasting of Eid, it's time to go visiting in the town of Tajoura. One young man, who has somehow got hold of a loud hailer, is keen to show us that the new Libya will be a friendly, welcoming sort of place.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Fine.
You have a loud hailer and I don't. I said you have a loud hailer and I don't.
Yes.
We are here to solve one of the mysteries of daily life in the new Tripoli, where the city has been getting its water since Gaddafi's grandiose great man-made river scheme conked out.
The pickup truck has been the signature vehicle of the Libyan revolution. You'll have seen them on television towing anti-aircraft cannon into battle. Well, here in Tajoura we have our pickup trucks too. Except here they're not carrying guns, but 1,000-litre plastic barrels, each of them charged with enough water to give 450 families a day's supply. They're on their way out of this suburb into the centre of Tripoli, where there's almost no water.
People are carrying water to the city, to Tripoli, helping people, because there is no water there.
Abdul Hakim Nas tells me that Tajoura has been tapping into its own underground reservoir to send tankers into Tripoli every night.
And where is your water here? How does Tajoura
Yes, we have a place here. A place under the ground full of water.
In this gloomy suburban backstreet, you get a sense of the problems and the opportunities that the rebels now face. They won their war, so now they must fix the water supply, and soon. It's not clear if they have the know-how or the organisation to do it. On the other hand, there is the spirit that prompted Tajoura to start sending water to the capital, a rather moving sense that they're all in it together.
We are very, very happy. We changed our revolution to help the people and we are one family.
We sip sweet, fragrant tea and wave away thick wisps of cigarette smoke in the heavy, humid air. But still the shadow of Gaddafi hangs over everything.
Now we are living in a beast. Now we are controlling our life.
But some people say Gaddafi has done something bad to the water supply. Some people say, no, there's been an accident. What do you think?
There is nothing in Libya now by accident. Nothing. If it's not from him, from who?
All this self-help with the water supply is rather moving and impressive in its own way, but it masks a basic truth about the chaotic Libya that Gaddafi left behind him. The new authorities will need foreign aid and know-how. And with one eye on Libya's colossal potential from oil exports, the competition to supply it will be intense.
That is the BBC's Kevin Connolly reporting from Libya.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper, with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.